Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, October 8th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We are starting a new book today. I'm super excited. We get to move into the book of Judges. And as always, I want to encourage you to go to the Bible Project video. I think it is very helpful in telling us what the book is all about. I'm going to give you a little summary, but I can't do it justice. They remind us in this video that after Joshua led the people into the land of promise, he called them to be faithful. And if they were faithful, then God would bless them. But if they went after the Canaanite gods and they went down that road of idolatry, then they would be cursed or judged. So Judges is this series of governance by different regional political tribal leaders and how they would try to help bring justice in the land. And they said that this book is violent and disturbing, and it's meant to help us see that the Israelites are moving towards demise and acting like their pagan neighbors, the Canaanites. It's a sad story, but there also is hope in it. The large intro talks about how the Israelites don't drive out the Canaanites. So in chapter one, there's this long list of all the Canaanite people that were not driven out. Then there's this main section that shows how the leaders are corrupt and how the progression goes from pretty good down to bad and even worse. And then in chapter 17 through 21, there's a concluding section that shows the corruption of the people as a whole. Today, we're going to be reading chapter 2, verses 6 through 23, but you might say, well, what about chapter 1? Well, I mentioned earlier that this is a long list of the Canaanite towns that Israel had failed to drive out. And the whole reason to drive them out was to avoid their moral corruption and their way of worshiping gods through child sacrifice. God had called the Israelites to be a holy people, and he wanted them not to be influenced by the Canaanites. Then in chapter 2, it shows today when we read that they have moved in and adopted the cultural and religious practices of the Canaanites. And then there's this overview of everything that is about to happen in the rest of the book. And the author describes it as a series of cycles in a downward spiral, and we see the error of their ways. And so there's the cycle of sin and then oppression, repentance, deliverance, and peace. So here we go, starting with Judges chapter 2, verses 6 through 23. After Joshua had dismissed the Israelites, they went to take possession of the land, each to their own inheritance. The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the land of his inheritance, at Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. After the whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshiped various gods of the peoples around them. They aroused the Lord's anger because they forsook him and served Baal and the Asherahs. In his anger against Israel, the Lord gave them into the hands of raiders who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders. Yet they would not listen to the judges, but prostituted themselves to other gods and worshiped them. They quickly turned from the ways of their ancestors, who had been obedient to the Lord's commands. Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, he was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as the judge lived. For the Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them. But when the judge died, the people returned to the ways even more corrupt than those of their ancestors, following other gods and serving and worshiping them. They refused to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and said, "Because this nation has violated the covenant I ordained for their ancestors and has not listened to me, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations Joshua left when he died. I will use them to test Israel and see whether they will keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their ancestors did. The Lord had allowed those nations to remain. He did not drive them out at once by giving them into the hands of Joshua." Now let's move over to Psalm 127, a song of ascents of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Today in the Gospel of Matthew, we're in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 35. Two sections here, dealing with sin in the church, and then the parable of the unmerciful servant. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for it, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word today. What a powerful reminder from the psalm that unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers are working in vain. And so we pray, Lord, for you to be the one that is at work in our lives and in our church and in our midst. And then there's that passage about how we toil so much, but the Lord is the one who provides. So we look to the Lord as our provider. And then that sneaky little parable in Matthew, we are that unmerciful servant. So many times we have been delivered from our sin, this debt we could not pay. We all know that we never, ever live up to what the God of the universe has called us to be. And yet we are prone to just not forgive others when they disappoint us. And so we want to bring that passage before the Lord as well, confess our sins to him and ask for his help. Will you pray with me? Lord, I thank you on this wonderful Saturday for the opportunity to read your word. Lord, we are just reminded from the book of Judges that when we allow ourselves to be surrounded by things that are not of you, that oftentimes our lives spiral out of control. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to seek a path that is right and good. We pray alongside the psalm, asking you to build the house, asking you to help us. Remind us, Lord, that we are dependent upon you, and help us to sleep knowing that you are in control. Help us, Lord, not to fret, but to trust in you. You will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on thee. And then from Matthew, Lord, we just pray that you would help us to be people who forgive others. Help us to be reminded daily of the great forgiveness you've given us, and help us to pass it on to those around us. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. I pray you'd bless them today. We love you. Amen.